From Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Lech Lecha. Can a Gentile or a woman be a Mohel? First, we have to say that to do the bris in the wrong way is a very serious matter. Because it says, Arel Zachar Shalo Yimol B'sar Latam. It says, this week's parsha, that a person who is uncircumcised and does not get the circumcision, then he will be cut off from the soul. From his soul will be cut off from the people, and he has violated the covenant with God. So we want to get it right. So the question is, from the point of view of Jewish law, can a bris be done by a mohel who is either a woman or a Gentile? And if so, why not? So first we find a debate in the Talmud, and the question is this a fundamental debate, or are they just arguing about some other detail? And the Rabbanim, we learn their Braisa, Yisrael malz v'chavim l'shum ger, afuk l'shum marana, d'lo, v'chavim lo yimol, Yisrael b'nei shachashudim ashvichas dovim. Important thing for us is that a Gentile should not give a bris to a Jew, because we're afraid that he might kill him. There was tremendous suspicion of the Romans, of the Gentiles in those days, and they were afraid that if they allowed a mohel to be non-Jewish, Rabbi Meir was afraid he would kill him. Chachamim omrim, as long as someone's watching, the sages say, as long as someone's watching, it's fine. So that's not a fundamental debate. However, there is later discussion in the Talmud that says that why is it a problem? Because it says, "Vatay pritichish more." It says you should keep the covenant. And if you're not someone who has a bris, who's involved in a bris, then you're not, doesn't count. However, Rav Chisda said that the reason is Lahashem Himol. And Rabbi Yossi says Himol Himol, that the one who is circumcised, he can give the bris. Or we learned it like this: how do we know a bris for a Gentile, done by a Gentile, is no good? They quote Rav, who said, you have to keep the covenant. If you're not part of the covenant, you can't do it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Hamol, Himol, Himol, since it says, you shall surely be, do a bris. What it means is the one who is Mal, who is Gemal, who is circumcised, he can give a bris. If he's not circumcised, or if he's not the type of person for whom he's commanded in circumcision, then he doesn't, can't give a bris. Now, what difference does it make whether we use this interpretation or that interpretation? So, well, let's say he's some sort of an Arab who is from the descendants of Ishmael, who was supposed to have a bris. So he had a bris. So it says someone who has a bris can give you a bris, so they can give you a bris. But if we say that you have to be part of the bris, be part of the covenant, they are not part of the Jewish covenant. What about a woman? The Gemara says this difference as to what the source for a Gentile not being able to do it would apply to a woman as well. According to one who said, you have to keep my commandments, my covenant, briti tishmor. Woman's not included in the bris, so she can't give it. However, those who say that one who is circumcised can give it, a woman could give the bris. You know why? Because a woman is as if she has a bris, because since she doesn't have a possibility to have a bris, therefore, it's as if she does have a bris. The Gemara in Kiddushin 29b explains why a woman is not obligated to give the milah to her child. If, let's say, God forbid, there was no father, or the father didn't want to do it, she doesn't have to pay for it. It's the community's responsibility. Why not? Because it says, Kasher Tzivah Tol Elohim, God commanded Abraham, not Sarah. But that's a different question as to whether she could be a mohel. So Tosafot says, what do you mean she doesn't have to do it? Of course not. It's a commandment that is time-related, time-bound positive commandments. Women are exempt. So of course she's not obligated. So he says, well, after the eighth day, you can do it whenever you want to. But still, you're always supposed to do it during the day. we say that even if it's not done on its official day, like the 9th day or the 20th day or 10 years later, should still do it. Should still do it during the day. So according to those opinions, certainly it is time bound. The Ramban answers that in a mitzvah for themselves, they're not obligated unless if it's time bound. But here it's for someone else, for your child. So maybe they would be obligated. Or the Marach or Zarua says, the women are not exempt from giving a milah to their child, if not for this particular verse, because one gets the mitzvah of milah all the time. The mitzvah of milah, it's true, it can only be done during the day. But the fulfillment, the kiyum mitzvah, is at all times. Once a person has a bris, they're fulfilling the mitzvah for the rest of their lives. Tosfos read, Rabbi Shai Detrani, an Italian rabbi, he said, no. He says the mitzvah is not that the baby should have a bris, or that, what's the mitzvah on the father? To be engaged day and night in looking to find how to do the bris, to figure it out, to watch YouTube videos, to go to a surgeon to figure it out, to find a surgeon, to hire a surgeon, to get one. It's his job. That's not a time-related thing. From the time the baby's born, from the 8th day, the father has that obligation. So, therefore, it's not time-related. That's why the Talmud needed to use a verse to say that the woman is not obligated to give the bris. It's not her responsibility. But Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, a great scholar from the 1700s, he asks a question. He says, wait a second. The father either does the bris himself, or he appoints a messenger. And we know a Gentile can't be your messenger. So then that's why you can't have a Gentile. Why do we need a verse that says a Gentile can't do it? Of course he can't do it, because he can't be my messenger. Messengership is something that's only applicable to someone for whom the mitzvah applies. Say, a Gentile can't blow the shofar for me. Right? A Gentile can't make kiddush for me, because he's not obligated. So too, he can't do the bris, because he's not obligated. But Tosfos Reed gives an answer. The father has to just make sure it's done. He's not appointing a messenger. Whoever does it, does it. He just has to make sure it's done. Maybe you could use a Gentile. And the answer is you cannot. Now, the Vilna Gaon says, well, the woman is obligated, but not qua mother. She's obligated like everyone else. There's the court is supposed to take care of it. The community is supposed to take care of it. And the woman is obligated in a sense that she's a member of the Jewish community. In that sense, she has to take care of that the boy should have a bris, not because she's a woman, not because she's a mother, but because she's part of the Jewish people, and Jews have to make sure boys have a bris. Finally, what does the Rambam say? Well, it's strange. He says anybody can give a bris, even someone who doesn't have a bris themselves, but they're obligated, or even a slave in those days when they had slaves. A woman, he says a woman could do it, and katan, and even a child could do it. If there's no man, does that only apply to the woman? If there's no man, you can do it with a woman, or just when there's no man, you can do it with a child. But a Gentile should not. And if he did, you don't have to do it again. Because usually, sometimes if you do a bris that's not proper, you take a drop of blood, he says, no, you don't have to do anything. So he says, a woman, yes. But a man, but a Gentile, not. But if the Gentile did it, it works. You don't have to do it again. Why don't you have to do it again? So the Kesef Mishnah of Yosef Karo says, well, Rambam wasn't sure. Should he say, like, the opinion that a Gentile could do it, he can't do it? So he said, well, if he did it, we'll let him get away with it. But the Shagas Ari says, what are you talking about? This is a Torah law. We need to get a bris for this boy. It's a Torah mitzvah. And if you're not sure if you have a Torah mitzvah, you got to do it again. So why doesn't he do it again? Rather, it must be that the Rambam holds that a Gentile bris is so bad it can't be done over. Even if you take a drop of blood, it doesn't work. Very strange opinion. What's the bottom line? Bottom line is the Shulchan Aruch, the Code of Jewish Law, written in the beginning of the around 1500 by Rabbi Yosef Karo. So he says, "Akol k'shir l'mal afilu eved v'isha v'katan v'arel shemitzu achmos mila." Anyone can give a bris. A slave in the days when they had slavery, a woman, a child. Or even someone who doesn't have a bris because his brother's died from it, he's a hemophiliac. Okay? If there is a Yisrael Gadol Amo Kodem Shkulam, of course there is a bar mitzvah boy or a man who can do it, then certainly he should do it. What about a woman? So the Shulchan Aruch said yes. But the Ramah, the Ashkenazic authority, whom we follow if you're Ashkenazic, he says, no, some people say that a woman should not do it. And that's what we try to do. We try to find a man. He says, you try to find one. It seems to imply, if you did it, if you couldn't get a man, you use a woman. But a Gentile, even if he has a bris, he cannot give a bris. And if he did, you don't have to do it again. So he quotes the Rambam. That's the Shulchan Aruch. But the Ramah, the Ashkenazic authority, Rabbi Moshe Israelis, he says, no. Some people say that you have to go back and redo the bris if a Gentile does it. So if the child goes to the hospital and he gets a bris before the eighth day, you definitely have to redo the bris, have a drop of blood taken. What if the Gentile Moel in the hospital does it, or the local pediatrician does it on the eighth day? You have to go back and take a drop of blood. So I wouldn't recommend it. It says right here that the Gentile shouldn't do it. That's what he says. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch say he shouldn't do it. But if he did, unlike the Rambam who says there's no way of fixing it, could be he never has a bris, he says, no, you could fix it with taking some blood from that spot. Then we get to a trickier point. What about someone who's against the Torah? He's a Jewish doctor, but he doesn't believe in the Torah. He doesn't do any of the mitzvot. I'm sure he does some mitzvot. Every Jew does so many, does hundreds of mitzvot, but let's say he says Judaism is stupid. He doesn't like it. So, or he says, I'm not going to give a bris to my son. I want my son to be perfect. I don't want to give him a bris. So then he has the same rule as the Gentile who cannot give a bris. So to be careful, the moel should be someone who's a God-fearing person. You know they're not rebels against the Torah, because that could give them, for this particular law, could give them the status of a Gentile. Obviously, a Jew is always a Jew. But for this particular law, he would have the same disqualification as a Gentile. It should be someone who not only is Jewish, but also believes in the Jewish tradition. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefar Beth Levin congregation for our discussion of the Gentile or the woman Moel or Mohelet. Join us each week for a discussion of the various holidays, various parshiot. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.